Continue our state volleyball tournament previews, and Denver among those in the Class 2A field. We're talking now with their head coach, Jamie Johnson. Coach, you guys have had quite the year, and it's culminating with the trip to Coralville. You know, how are we feeling?
Yeah, we're just excited. Feeling good. We've been practicing hard and just hoping to put all those things we've done, trained for this whole season to use this week. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
I know this is a program that is no stranger to having success there at the state tournament, of course, coming off a state title a year ago. But every year is different. Every team is different. Speak to, you know, this team's journey to Coralville and how you guys were able to get there.
Right. We returned almost everyone. We had three seniors on the team. Two of them contributed regularly. So it was kind of about reloading and just also maybe not trying to like put too much pressure on ourselves, know that we are different and every season is different. But the girls have embraced it. We have 10 seniors. A lot of them are in that starting rotation. So it's fun for them to, I guess, just to see their maturity and their skills keep evolving. And it also made clarity. It was very clear as to what our goal was this year.
Yeah, and when you have a senior-heavy bunch like you have, that they've seen what it takes to be successful and what it takes to win, when you get to this late in the year, how advantageous do you think that is?
Yeah, I do think it is. They have composure. They don't get rattled. They know what it's like to play under the bright lights. I think a lot of that experience and composure will help them. I mean, every team is fighting. You know, it is could be everyone's last match, you know, so we're going to see everyone's best. But I just feel confident in our girls. We spend a lot of time. We do a book study, talk about mindset, confidence, all the different things, so that we can just put ourselves in that best position to hopefully execute when it matters most.
Who have been some of the girls that have been leaders this year?
Right. Honestly, I have a gym full of leaders. Miley Thurm has really come on strong as a senior middle hitter this year. She's 6'1". She's just suddenly on everyone's radar. She had a great state tournament and second half of the season last year as a junior, and she just has really made a name for herself this year. Channing Johnson, you know, has 4,300 assists, I think, or plus more as a setter. Just 4 years of state tournament experience. Plays just high volleyball IQ, can deliver great balls to our hitters. We have the Mullahan twins. On the outside is Bailey. She's up towards the top in the state in kills. And then we have our twin sister, Grace, who did have shoulder surgery last spring. So she's working her way in, and, you know, her blocking's improved, and she's finding ways to stress the defense with whatever shots she can offer. And then we just have a whole slew of, like, Madeline Hildebrand plays six rotations, Lexi Benham, Briley Ackerson, you know, they help out passing, just really a gym full of girls that are leading. And then I think of one of the best liberos in the state with Kenzie McEwen, and Adina Murch, sophomore outside hitter, just offers us any shot. So there, I just named them all, I think. So
yeah, sounds like a very talented bunch, which would explain the 47-1 mark as you guys go into the state tournament against Wapsie Valley. I know you played them earlier on this year at a tournament. Speak to, you know, what you know about them and the challenges that they'll present to your team.
Right. Yeah. You know, they are an NICL rival. We have played them twice this year. But we're not taking anything for granted. They're just a few miles down the road. They're honestly, Denver-Wapsie Valley rivalry is huge. So there's going to be a lot of heated emotions, and we just, you know, been digesting film, to make sure we're prepared the best we can be, and then just bring our toolbox with us and offer whatever we need to get the job done. But yeah, we're going to have to pass well. We're going to have to swing well. We're going to have to execute game plan well. There's no give me's. And I think it even gets even more heated when you have these NICL rivalries down in the 2A class as well.
Yeah, and you're looking maybe just beyond, Tuesday, for you guys to accomplish what you want to accomplish there in Coralville this week. What does that have to look like? What are the things you'll have to do well?
Right. We're going to have to keep passing well. I think if we pass well, we have so much offense. We can just keep our balanced attack. We can use our middles. When we don't pass well, they often cheat out to our outsides, which our outsides have gotten better at hitting around that block. But honestly, Channing can keep blockers honest when we are in system. Just she does a great job of, she has deceptive hands to start with, and she kind of knows where they're at, and she's finding one-on-ones for our hitters. And that just means we're terminating the ball and scoring points. But honestly, it always comes back to passing. If we can just first ball side out on that serve receive and trade kills when we need to, I'm confident that we can find a way to do what we want to do down there.
That's Jamie Johnson, head volleyball coach at Denver. Coach, appreciate the time today and wish you the best there in Coralville.
Thank you. I appreciate it.